or you know, see guys taking advantage of the what's open. It's just come. Just gonna come down to basics, X and O's, out executing our opponents and making plays throughout the whole game.
You had a pretty good game against Green Bay last season. Do you see a very similar defense, and is it something you can take advantage of this season?
It's definitely similar defense. You know, they run the same, pretty much the same stuff. I've been watching our games as we played them last year, the year before. I watched the playoff game as well. You know, it's stuff out there to take advantage of, but they're a very skilled bunch back there, veteran bunch. So, you know, man, it's just going to come down to us making plays in a passing game.
Last week you caught all four passes thrown your way. Does that give you a boost of confidence? And, you know, it seemed like you were trying to get those extra yards after the catch.
Yeah, you know, I'm, you know, I always try to, you know, do what I got to do to, you know, put our team in a situation, you know, whether it be a first down or a touchdown or just a momentum change in play. Just being the guy out there that just can step up in a time of need.
How much does the no touchdowns, do you think about that at all? I mean, does it?
No, I don't think about that, man. You know, it's going to come up. I don't even know how many touchdowns I got on my resume already, man. It's, touchdowns come. You know, it's going to come. I ain't worried about it. Got a good feeling I'm getting there Sunday, though. At least I'm trying. I'm going to do everything I got to try to get in there. I got to break a tackle or whatever. I'm itching for it now. I feel like everybody talking about it now, so I got to go ahead and do it. And go ahead and get in there.
Earlier in the season, the team was struggling to run. I mean, as effectively as the team ran last Sunday, would you hope that will create opportunities for the passing game and sort of go hand in hand with that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we know our offense, everything goes hand in hand. The pass complements the run game, the run complements the pass game. That's the good thing about our offense, man. Everything feeds off each other.
A lot of people asking about Eli being a little gun-shy back there or thinking that there might be hits coming. Do you see that at all, or do you feel that that's the case?
Nah. You know, I think, you know, we just Eli is, you know, he's one of the smartest guys, you know, I've been around, especially when it comes to this game. And as far as being gun-shy, man, Eli, what, 10 years in there, two-time Super Bowl MVP. Man, I ain't nothing shy about that on. You know, in my eyes anyway. I think, you know, we're just going to start taking advantage of some things. We got to start, you know, coming down with some stuff to give them that confidence back and just start being a threat at all costs on the field.
Historically, the big play, the whole Manning era, the big play has been a huge part of it, and you've been a huge part of it. Does it have to be a huge part down the stretch for this team to get where it wants to get?
Definitely. I think, you know, we're just going to have to click on our cylinders. You know, click on our cylinders, you know, make those plays, make the tough plays, and just have fun doing it.
You put any extra pressure on yourself to make that happen when, you know, the big plays kind of haven't been coming the last couple of weeks?
I don't want to say I put pressure on myself, but definitely want to, you know, start clicking on these big plays. You know, it's that time of the year, man, where it's getting down to the crunch time games and every little thing counts, man.